and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Thursday, the 6th of August. And if you're new here, the Daily Dits is your daily slice of Forces life. And today, we are heading all the way over to BFBS Northern Ireland. And on the pod today, we have Miss Rachel Price. Hello, Rachel.
Hello. You just can't get rid of us, can you?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. You're a great little team in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, we've been busy. So back again, sharing all the details with you.
Well, going to say, set the scene. How has summer been in Northern Ireland?
Busy. Really busy. But it's been a good busy. We are exhausted, but we are absolutely loving it. We have got to chat to so many people from so many different places and backgrounds and job roles. And I feel like I have learned so much over the summer. It has been fantastic.
To be fair, you know, I sometimes think that being busy is better than not. I'd rather be, you know, throwing myself in there, seeing the troops on the ground, getting involved with stuff and talking to people than just sat in the BFBS office twiddling my thumbs. Do you know what I mean?
It's nice, but I also think it's nice you can get as involved as you want to get involved. You know, like, you don't have to, like, run around in the dirt or get cam cream on your face or anything, but you can still be there and enjoy everyone else that is, you know?
Yeah, that is the good bit. That is the good bit. So what have you been up to recently then?
So recently there was a really interesting exercise that took place down in Ballykinler. Now, anyone who's been to Ballykinler, it's just such an incredible training area. It is massive. Don't ask me how massive, but there is like a urban warfare village that's down there for people to train. And they use this regularly for army. But this time round, it was actually RAF reserves who found themselves down there. And it's all to do with trying to bring the services together. So if they deploy on operations, they can sort of help each other out. They can understand each other's roles more. And it was really interesting to kind of see the RAF take on the MTP, the cam cream, the SA80s. Like, it was phenomenal, but it was really eye-opening for myself and for them, I think.
And so what did the training involve? Like, what did you see on the day?
A lot of it was classroom based, so basic understanding of kind of fighting in a built up environment, so urban warfare. And they had this really fantastic type of equipment, which is called Rehearsal and Training Enhanced System, or RTES, as everyone was calling it. I did have to ask what that meant several times. But it's kind of these little gadgets that look like the magazine of a gun, and they're all electronic. So there was no ammunition needed, and it's a great way to kind of keep kind of drumming in the drills that you need to squad, essentially, but without using so much ammunition. It was fantastic.
So where did this training take place then? Is this like an area that they've sort of created to make it look like it's like a built-up town or something?
Yeah, there's just, like, you know, like if you're playing like a game on like Call of Duty and you get a map, and it's just loads of empty houses everywhere. Some of them are boarded up. Some of them is literally just the front of a house with some like pillars behind it that makes it look like you're in a street. Like, that, it is that in real life. It's phenomenal.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I was kind of like, do I get a go?
Yeah. Because I bet you're looking at it thinking, it looks like that's just supposed to be a shop there. You could go in and buy yourself a drink, but obviously, no.
I mean, I tried, but a door wouldn't open.
So who did you speak to whilst you were there, Rachel?
So one of the first people I spoke to was Wing Commander Andy, and he kind of gave me the big insight into why they were doing it and why it was so important.
So this exposes us to a different environment where we can develop our readiness and our resilience in preparation for operations wherever we are required to deploy.
And so far, the training that you've had, what was covered in those lessons?
Well, we were introduced to some new equipment, specifically to some night vision equipment and to some laser devices that attach to our weapon systems, which allow us to simulate firefights.
And this equipment that you've got, I know that there's been quite a journey in kind of actually getting it.
This isn't equipment that's normally held here in Northern Ireland. So a member of our team had to travel across to Warminster in England to pick up this equipment. They are some high-tech pieces of equipment, high-value pieces of equipment that many regulars don't typically get to use. So we're very lucky as reservists to get the use of this equipment and to get some good training value out of it.
And in both his civilian role and RAF trade, Corporal Patterson is a physical training instructor. So this training weekend definitely put him out of his comfort zone, just a little bit.
So I kind of went into this a wee bit blind. You get a rough itinerary given to you, but when you're in service life, you kind of learn to not stick to the itinerary too much because things can change. You need to kind of adapt to it at the time and just go with the flow, I suppose. But yeah, there is a lot involved.
How have you found working alongside two Royal Irish?
Whenever you know that people here are taking you through it, have been there and done that, and I've lived it, you just listen and just absorb it like a sponge when you can. And there's that respect given back as well, because it's not as if they're above us, we're below them. It's just kind of like everyone does different things. Our professions are different for different reasons as well. So yeah, it's nice. It makes the cohesion side of things of the whole services a lot better as well.
Which part of the training are you hoping that you can master before you leave for the weekend?
Oh, well, right now, obviously, this is the bit that I want to do the most, but I've just basically came across the fact that it's probably the hardest thing to do, which is clearing a building the right way. Learning on before you go and do it is vital, because if you ever catch yourself in the situation, you do it wrong, it's not nice.
And Corporal Victoria Andrews swapped her usual role of running around with a camera, gathering content, to carrying an SAAT fitted with the Rehearsal and Training Enhanced System.
Everyone was delighted to hear I was going to be off duty this weekend. And so there's nowhere to hide. They have me going through my paces for sure.
And are there any skills that you've learned over this weekend that you'll be able to take back to your role in 502 or your civilian role?
They were broken down into two sections here, and I've been asked to be 2IC of one section. A little bit daunting, naturally, to lead a group of people, your peers, friends, you know, and to kind of put that hat on and perhaps be seen in a slightly different way. I'm hoping by the end of the exercise, the team and the section will feel happy to have, you know, worked underneath me, and that we'll have completed the task to the very best of our ability. That hopefully come the end of it, we'll be happy we achieved, but that's definitely one of them.
Sergeant Jack Livingston is one of the PSIs from C Company to Royal Irish, and was asked to train the RAF reservists in an urban environment for the weekend.
I think it's important that aimed at itself when the military, regardless a branch or job or whatever it is you're doing, I think it's important that everybody has a basic understanding and level of ability when it comes to defending yourself, and potentially if the situation ever arose, they would be able to go out and get themselves out of any situations they might be getting into if they've got that kind of basic standard of training.
Which part of the training are you most looking forward to?
Obviously, we've finished the kind of teaching phase for now. We're going to go up, conduct a bit of administration, then we're going to start the final kind of serial for the remainder of the exercise. So I'm looking forward to seeing that, to seeing how much of what they've been taught over the course of the day they actually then put into practice, and see if any it's kind of sinking in with them.
Is there any part of it you're really hoping that they remember?
All of it, if I'm honest, because there's no really a bit of this that you can afford to kind of let slide. You've got to kind of get it all right or learn it, unfortunately. So hopefully they've taken on board what I've said to them and they get it right.
It sounds like it's been a rewarding training experience for these reservists and everybody involved, really, Rachel. But what I really do like was what Corporal Victoria Andrews said about how, you know, she had to swap the cameras, put down her camera and then pick up the kit instead to get involved, those SA-80s. Could you imagine if that
nope.
was us?
Like, straight away, no, absolutely not. No, just wouldn't be. I mean, I would love to say that I would try, but I don't think I could.
I often think when I go to these exercises, it's the same when I'm watching something like Ninja Warrior on the telly or like Total Wipeout. I look at it and I think, I could do that. And then the actual reality of it is that I definitely cannot.
No, it's when you see them just doing a simple task, like, you know, like picking up like the Bergen and putting it on their back, and then you're like, oh, that actually is really heavy now that I've seen it. Now pass, thanks.
No, I would struggle with that 100% because I have the upper body strength of a piece of dried spaghetti. So I would be no good in the field. But how did the training go? What was it like to see it?
I think it's interesting to see the modernization of all services of the military. You know, they all do have their specialist trades and they all put so much work and energy and effort into kind of maintaining those standards and improving on those standards. But to then add in what all the other services are doing to your job role to have more cohesion between the services, I think was one of the biggest things that I really enjoyed and liked learning about on the day.
And how do you think the reservists felt about it? Because what I love when I meet reservists is the idea that they say, what I like is the fact that I've come out of the office at 5 o'clock and then by 6:30 I'm in the field with Cam Cream on, and they love the idea that they get to sort of work and play at the same time being a reservist. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it's a very common thing, like you say, when you're chatting to reservists. And I think the biggest thing is, like, they all turn up and you're like, so why are you here? Like, you have a busy life. You work, you know, full time, 9 to 5. You've got family, you've got this. And then you're here over a weekend or for 2 weeks over the summer. But they're all there because they genuinely love it. And they had a great weekend. And I remember afterwards, I kind of sent them some footage that I had. And they were saying, oh, you've made it look really good. Like, we were actually, you know, amazing. And I was like, yeah, but you were. They were all so keen to get involved and learn. And they were asking questions. And they were really, really trying to understand. And they did an amazing job.
Now, do you have any highlights from the day?
I think it was really interesting to see the equipment that they had. And I think another thing about getting out and about and chatting to people is we always kind of come away from this, you kind of stick with someone whenever you're there, and you kind of get chatting to them, and then afterwards you're sending videos and stuff, and then you're thinking forward. Like, we're always thinking forward at BFBS, like, what can we do next? And Sergeant Jack Livingston, who was there, who is the permanent staff instructor, who was training all the guys from 502, kind of been chatting to him. We were saying, do you want to help us out with something at BFBS? And he was like, absolutely. So, I mean, that's kind of building the friendships and connections and stuff like that is something I'm going to take away from the day.
So do we think Jack may be helping us with BFBS Big Salute Op Summit?
Yeah, I was going to say he happily volunteered, but I think happily might be pushing it a little bit. But the volunteer was definitely there. But when we'd kind of announced that we were doing Op Summit, Rachel Cochran did say, she was like, look, you did it last year, which I did. I did 10K with 10K on my back and I got fully stuck into it. This year, we're like, well, it's Op Summit, so we're going to have to climb a mountain, but we're going to need someone with experience to come with us. So Jack was like, I have experience, I can do it. So we have got Jack, and Rachel and myself are going to hike ourselves up Slieve Donard, which is the highest peak in Northern Ireland.
Wow. Any excuse to get out of the office.
Exactly.
Rachel, it has been so nice having you on the pod today. It's always so nice to catch up with the Northern Ireland team.
Thank you so much.
Well, what else is going on across BFBS? You've just heard us mention it. It's Operation Summit. The countdown to the Big Salute Day is on. And if you're not really sure what the Big Salute is, it's our like annual fundraising campaign to raise money for military charities around the forces world. And we want your help to climb our way to a mountain of cash for military charities for Op Summit. So you can take part in a sponsored climb wherever you are in the forces world, ask your friends and your colleagues and your family to support you with donations, and then those donations get given to the Big Salute. Big Salute Day is on Thursday the 8th of October, so if you can, you know, complete your challenge before then that would be great. And don't worry if you haven't got a mountain just outside your house, that's not what we're asking for. It's the idea of doing something really challenging to get some donations. So, you know, walk the stairs in your house 100 times or something like that. Get some money sent our way for military charities worldwide. And you can let us know exactly what you get up to by heading to bfbs.com/summit. That is bfbs.com/summit. Well, thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.